Hi, welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, I have Lauren, Chris, and Steve.
Hi. How's it going?
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Today, we're going to be talking about park tickets. Actually, all kinds of tickets that will get you admission into the different parks and the ways that you can go about them and build them up. So I will start with base tickets. Base tickets are available anywhere from a single day up to a 10-day. And we're talking U.S. purchases. These are different if you're outside of the U.S. You can get many more days on tickets if you're in the U.K. or something like that. But a base ticket is going to allow you one park per day. You can't start your day in the Magic Kingdom and end up at studios or anything like that. So you pick a park, and that's the park that you stay in for the day. With the base tickets, like I said, you can get, you know, just a 1 day, you can get anywhere up to a 10-day, but the more days you get, the cheaper your average cost per day becomes. So your first day is going to run you right around, $94, $95 for a single day adult.
Yeah, it's like $89 plus tax.
And, but then to add your second day, it's about $92. So you save a few dollars. You're not going to save a whole lot between a 1 day and a 2 day on your average cost. But once you get into 6 and 7 days, your additional days are only $10 or $11. So if you're there for 7 nights and you're trying to think, well, do I want 6 days or 7 days or what am I going to do? When you look at that difference in price, when your whole family can go an additional day for $44, family of four, it really is a good deal. And they make it easy. Once you hit that, you really feel it when you go from a 3 to a 4, because you're going to go from $257 for a 3-day ticket to $272 for a 4-day ticket. So you've definitely cut that cost down. So keep that in mind when you're debating on your tickets, because they have a lot of money.
I have a question about base tickets that we get sometimes.
Yeah.
So if I do get a 4-day base ticket, and I can't park hop, but I'm only going to use 3 of the days, and I use the 4th day on the same day to go to, so I can use like day number 3 to go to the Magic Kingdom in the morning and day number 4 to go to Epcot in the evening? Or is that not allowed?
No, you can't. I'm sorry. Because it is so cheap on those extra, you know, higher end days, it's tempting to just say, you know, give me a 10-day ticket and I'll be there for 5 days and I'll do some park hopping or, you know, park to park visits and just use up those other tickets. You can't do that. Once you have your ticket swiped for the day, that's it. You can't swipe another one if you have a base ticket. So, they've thought of that, and they're not going to let you do that. Now, the tickets that you get, if you buy like a 5-day pass or ticket, you're going to be able to use those for 14 days from the time of first use. So make sure that you do that. And if you decide that you do have a 5-day and on day 3, you're like, you know what, we really need to stay a couple extra days. You can add days as long as there's still one active day on your pass. So just go to guest services and they'll add that on for you. You're going to pay for it, of course, but you're not going to pay any additional upcharges. You're going to pay what you normally would have paid in the beginning. So, there are other options that you can add to the ticket. And Chris, why don't you tell me about the Park Hopper ticket?
Well, if you want to go to a different park, you know, say instead of just going to one park per day, a Park Hopper allows you to go as many parks per day as you want. So in theory, you could go to, you know, 4 parks a day. And it doesn't matter if you're paying for 2 days or for 10 days. It's a base price. It's about $60 when you add in tax. And it's that price for adults and for kids. And, you know, really you don't need it. I always tell people not to add it until they get there, unless they know for sure they'll use it. Because a lot of people, especially kids with people with little kids or maybe older folks, they end up not hopping, and that $60 goes to waste.
Well, $60 times everyone in your family.
Right. You know, if you've got a family of four, that's, you know, $240. That's a lot of money. So you could spend that other places. You could go to, you know, Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, or you could go out to a really nice dinner. So don't add it. But having said that, I always hop. It's like I have park ADD or something. I have to, you know, I have to go to at least two parks a day usually. And it's nice to have that option. It allows you to not plan as carefully. You know, you can have breakfast in one park and dinner in another, you know, whatever you prefer to do. But anyway, the hopper option just allows you a ton of flexibility.
I think it definitely adds a lot of flexibility when it comes to dining, because if you want to catch extra magic hours in the morning at the Magic Kingdom, but you really want to dine in Epcot in the evening, the Park Hopper Pass is going to allow you to do that. You're still taking advantage of the extra magic hours. And, you know, you can have an early dinner in Epcot. And heck, if they've got extra magic hours over at Studios, you can hop on over there and catch the late showing of Fantasmic. So
I think it's nice. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, it does take some time to go from park to park. But if you're willing to do it and you've got the energy, go for it.
You know, when I don't think you need a hopper is for longer trips. Like for these people who sometimes come down for 2 weeks and they get a 10-day base ticket, you're good to go, because you don't, you're just taking it at a different pace. But if you're there for a short trip, like you're there for 4 or 5 days, what I notice with people is that they want to do and see everything, and you can't do that unless you have a hopper. So in that case, I think get it. You know, 4 day trip, it's a good investment.
I have the opposite opinion.
Really?
Yep. I say if you're there for 4 days, especially if you're a first time goer, You're not gonna know where to go, for one.
Right.
You're gonna be in one park because it's all new, and you're gonna go there until you're exhausted or until you've seen everything. You're not gonna say, I'm just gonna do a couple things here and then I'm gonna hop over to Studios. You're not gonna do that.
I'm with Lisa on this one.
If you're a first timer, and especially if you're a first timer with 3, 4, 5 days to do the parks, because you don't know what you're doing, you can't navigate the parks as well. You don't know what's good. You might go from Space Mountain over to Splash Mountain, not realizing that you really need to work your way.
You don't want to waste the time transferring park to park. It's not like Disneyland where you just walk out and you walk in the street.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't want to waste the time on a bus or monorail to get all the way over.
Yeah, because that can eat up like an hour of your day.
I can see that argument in either way.
Right, and I'd never thought of your way.
Well, and I only thought about it that way because I have a lot of clients who are, you know, I think my average client is probably going for 5 nights maybe. And they tend to want to do and see everything. And the only way they can do that is with a hopper.
If they know what they're doing, I'm sorry.
Right.
Yeah, well, and if you plan their itinerary for them and then you get their dinner reservations and you don't have to worry about what park the dinner reservation is, like Lisa was saying earlier, that makes it nice.
Well, especially though, if they're, you know, if they are going during the colder months or the winter months where the hours are, you know, shorter, I find that, you know, they don't want to, you know, just have an Animal Kingdom day and at 5 o'clock be done. They'd like to do something that night. So I think it's useful in that case. I don't know. I mean, I always hop, you know, even on like a short trip, although I tend to spend the bulk of my time in the Magic Kingdom. So. Yeah.
And another point that I would argue in, you know, to disagree with you would be that the longer the trip, the more value you get out of that $62.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. So
absolutely true.
To me, to add $60 to a 4 day ticket, is it really worth it to spend $15 a day to have that option?
No, especially when you don't know what you're doing.
Right.
Well, so the one nice thing is, like you were saying, is if it's for the length of the ticket, so it's $60 no matter what. So,
right, whether you have a 2-day base.
Yeah, so over 10 days, it's just $6
I think one of the most common questions I get is, you know, if I've got two days left on my trip, do I pay less? No, sorry. you know. But I also wanted to, oh, I know what I wanted to say. What I wanted to say is I tell people, if you're cutting your budget because something unexpected came up, cut those hoppers. That's the first thing I tell people to cut.
Yeah.
Don't cut, you know, don't not upgrade from quick service to base. The base is better. You know, the base dining plan is a better plan economically. So don't cut corners there. Cut corners on that ticket. And the first thing you do is take off the hopper.
I was also going to point out that some people will say, you know, I want a 7-day ticket, but I only want a perk hop for 3. Mm-hmm. Doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
It is an option that covers all of your days. So you buy the ticket and then the option is an add-on and it covers the whole purchase.
I think it's a great option if you have it in your budget. But for a lot of people, what I've seen is it's just, you know, especially with bigger families, it becomes very, you know, prohibitively expensive. So, you know what option I don't agree with, though, if we want to segue, non-expiration option.
I agree.
Because okay. I know that you and Steve have made it work, but something like 50% of those tickets never get used.
Right.
So wow. I think it's a big risk. Yeah.
Now, where do you come up with these numbers?
Len Testa.
Oh, you love
He's my source for everything.
He's
everything magical.
So, yeah, we like to buy the 10-day non-expiration, you know, ticket with everything. So it's got water park funds, fun and more, park hopping, and non-expiration. And we'll get those because, you know, if we go to Disney for a week, we'll go to the park maybe twice. Because we've been before, we'll spend, you know, a day at the hotels, we'll spend a day shopping, we'll spend one day maybe at another park or just at the swimming pool, or maybe we'll do a Christmas party or a Halloween party at night, which is a separate ticket event. So we use those tickets for several years, and with the non-expiration option, we just keep them. And And we do it, you know, more than 1 year, so it's a better deal for us to do that than get an annual pass that is only good for a year.
We like all aspects of Disney. We like to do the resort hopping and, well, the outlet malls in Orlando and swimming. We like to have a lot of fun outside of the parks, too.
Yeah, so that's the only reason we get them, but they're expensive. But,
yeah,
if you get a long enough stay, then it works out where it comes out to a better value.
Yeah.
And then we end up with a lot of water park fun and more.
I mean, we have a lot of
those. We have a ton of those that we haven't used yet.
I don't want
to. You guys are the people who I would think would really benefit from it, but I don't think most people do. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
Well, most people want to go, you know, out of the 7 days that they're there, they want to go probably at least 5, if not all 7.
Yeah.
So, and for us, we just want to go to the parks a couple times and then enjoy some of the other stuff that while we're down there.
I have noticed that that's starting to change because Amber wants to go to the parks more and Brooke wants to start going. Just out of the blue, she's so funny. Little Brooke is 3. And Steve has this little, it's a Small World app on his phone. And she comes running in holding his phone and, me go here now. Let's go. Now she wants to go ride It's a Small World. It's so cute.
Aw.
Yeah.
I'm with her.
Yeah. But Lauren, what about the water park fun and more option?
The water park fun and more option is, and they actually recently changed this. The price is, it used to be basically the same price as a hopper pass.
Yep, same price.
But now if you buy the hopper pass, I believe they've coupled it together now, right?
Well, if you buy the hopper and you decide you want to add the water park fun and more option, you're going to be adding $23 a ticket.
Instead of
the $61.
Whatever. Right.
So they've made it very tempting. If you've already got the hopper, you're like, you know what? Let's just go ahead and get that water park fun and more. And it works in reverse, too. If you know you're going to do the water parks, you're going to pay your $60 for that, your $61. And then if you want to add a park hopping option, you're only going to pay your $23 per ticket, per person, right. I should say.
And the water park fun and more is going to give you access to the 2 water parks and Disney Quest. And that's if you have a 5-day ticket, I believe you have five
visits.
Visits.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have to be used in those consecutive days. You can use them like within the next 5 days after that if you wanted to, or you can kind of build them in and play with it a little bit.
It's the same rule with the 14 days.
Right. And then I think now you also get the mini golf.
Yeah, mini golf is a new feature that they've added. That's either at Fantasia Gardens or at Disney's Winter Summerland miniature golf course. They do have a stipulation on that, though, that you have to use it before 4 p.m.
Before 4 p.m.?
Before 4 p.m. Okay. While everyone's normally at the parks, the miniature golf courses are empty. So they're trying to get people to come in, and so this is a free option for them or an inclusive option for them during busy park hours. So yeah. It's smart. Yeah.
And I've actually had clients who, you know, they'll do a 2-day base ticket and add the water park option on, and they'll do 2 days in the parks and 2 days in the water park. You know, sometimes they'll throw in a event party one night, and they can get 5 days with just doing a 2-day
mm-hmm.
and a 2-day.
Well, a couple of things that I think you missed on the original offer that they had with the water park fun and more is you get ESPN Wide World Sports.
Mm.
And then the walking golf course, which is Disney's Oak Trail.
Oh, I didn't know that was added.
No, that's been there. That's been there.
It has?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's been there. One's they been added the mini golf, but that one's been there.
Yeah, the original format that. For that was the two water parks, Disney Quest, ESPN, and the walking golf course. Mm. And just recently they added those two miniature golf courses. Of course, with that stipulation. You know what's an interesting little deal? Do you know what happens when you get a 1-day water park fun and more? You get a 1-day base ticket and then you do the water park fun and more?
What?
You get 2 visits to the water parks.
Do you?
Yeah. So you really can get a 3-day ticket for the price of one.
Hmm.
I mean, it's very expensive, but it's nice that they do that because on a 2-day, you get 2 visits. On a 1-day, you get 2 visits.
Hmm.
So if you're going to be there, let's just make it easy, and you're going to be there for 8 days, and you know you're going to go to the water parks a lot, it's silly, in my opinion, to get an 8-day ticket and then add the water park option. If you know you're going to spend 2 days at the water park, just get a 6-day ticket because you're going to spend your 6 days in the parks and then your 2 days. Even though it's not a lot of money, you're still saving, and when you've got a family of four or something, you're looking at $80 that you just saved by not getting those additional 2 days on your base ticket. So, little 2 cents there.
Hmm.
What are some other things that we can do to a ticket, or that we should know about tickets? If you are a frequent Disney park visitor, they have an annual pass, and you can get one of these. This is called an AP. Chris, you're an AP holder, right?
Yes, so is Lauren.
Lauren is?
Lauren's a newbie AP holder.
I am. I'm learning all the ropes.
Oh, I see. I didn't know you got one.
Yeah, I just did that.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go back to Chris anyway. Okay.
Yeah, because I'm still learning. I keep calling Chris and asking her questions.
Yeah.
So, you know, basically, if you're going to go into the parks for 10 days or more a year, then an annual pass will save you money. I actually totally disagree with that. I think if you're going to go for 2 short trips and you park hop, an annual pass will save you money. Because an AP costs, I think it's about $620 now with taxes. And if you get, say you're going for 2 3-day trips, and you add the hopper option, well, that actually costs more. And one of the nice, and you can get into all 4 parks. There's really no restrictions on like your normal AP. There's some restrictions for like Florida resident passes, but we're really not going to talk about those. But the regular AP, there's no restrictions on it. And you can get some decent discounts. It's probably one of the most consistent room discounts out there. So some days when you're figuring out, you know, whether or not an annual pass is worth it for you, think about the potential discounts you'll get on your room. you know, a lot of times when you're traveling, maybe free dining's not available. Maybe the regular room discounts are kind of limited. So these AP discounts are a good deal. The other thing, you get merchandise discounts. And for a regular annual pass, it's 10%. And then the premium? It's 20%. So, and that's pretty much across property. It allows you to buy a Tables in Wonderland card for around $75, which can save you 20% off on table service food and alcohol. And, you know, I mean, it just gives you some flexibility. I think the only downside of having an annual pass is, one, you have to project your vacations in the future, which can be hard to do. And two, it makes you want to go more. Because suddenly you have like
this little 24 hours little trip like, you're doing.
It's like going to the library. No one's going to charge you. You can enjoy it all day long. It's kind of like, you know, getting an annual pass. You're like,
yeah,
what the heck, you know?
I'm actually debating getting the girls one.
Yeah.
You just do the math.
Well, it's Disney math.
I know. I love Disney math.
Yeah, me too.
Well, and so I'm sorry.
See, my thinking is I'm taking them there. We're doing 4 days in December. We're going to do 5 days in January. And then if we go in July...
Yeah, I would get the AP. The initial cost is painful, but after that, it's not so bad.
Well, it's like ripping a Band-Aid.
Yeah,
and you do
get discounts when you renew them.
Right, if you do it consecutively, that's nice.
Yeah,
but I was going to point out that when you do have the AP, you're also going to get free parking. So if you're not staying at a Disney resort for whatever reason, you're gonna you're gonna get free complimentary parking. That's kind of redundant there, but that's good. And then they have another kind of pass that's for Disney World Resort, and that's the premium annual pass. Chris, how does this differ? The premium annual pass is different from the annual pass in what way?
They actually just throw in the water parks, and I think is it Disney Quest also. So plus you get, like I said, you get the 20% off, which is a nice deal.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty much the water park option is thrown in. So you're going to get Disney Quest and the water parks, like you said, but you're also going to get that Disney's Oak Trail golf course, which is going to cover your greens fees. But it's not going to cover, you know, golf cart or anything like that. It's going to cover your wide world of sports. And again, you're going to have the free parking.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to include, I think it's got to include that miniature golf new add-on. I hadn't thought about that.
What's so new?
Right. I'm sure it's in there.
One thing people need to know is that if you get down to Disney World and you're having a great time, just like you can add any option to your ticket, you can add more days to your tickets. You can take that ticket and whatever it's worth, you can upgrade to an annual pass. So, you know, that I think they get a lot of people in that way. You just have to have 1 day left on your ticket. And that's true for any upgrade. You can't, you know, be at Disney World for 7 days and spend the first 5 days in the park on a 5 day base ticket and then go, ooh, on the sixth day, I need to add another day. For security reasons, you have to have 1 day left on any ticket to upgrade it. Just keep that in mind.
For security reasons?
Yeah. Because what happens is people take them off site and they sell them at those fly by night little shacks on the side of the road.
Which you should never buy from.
Right, exactly. That's actually should be a good point that we make, is that what about discount tickets? You know, are there actually legitimate ways to get a discount ticket? I have a lot of people, well, not a lot, but, you know, some people are members of AAA, and we know that you can get discounted tickets with AAA, and that's fine. You'll save, I think, around $6 per ticket if you buy from AAA, depending on the state. The problem with that is that if you're getting the dining plan, you don't want to buy any of these discounted tickets. You need to buy those as part of your package. So discounted tickets are okay. Be really careful where you get them from. AAA is reliable. There's a handful of Disney authorized ticket vendors that can sell tickets at a slight discount. And we're not talking a lot. We're talking like $5 to $10 per ticket, depending on the number of days. Sometimes a tiny bit more. But don't ever buy from somebody on the side of the road in a little tiny shack.
Yeah. So is your best option if you're going and to do up and you want to save money and you're going to stay on property to do just a package and you get the tickets, the room, the dining for saving money?
A lot of times.
It really just depends. It depends really if you want to add the dining plan.
Right, because you're not going to be able to add the dining plan unless you do have, it depends on the circumstances, but a 2 or a 3 day park ticket.
Yeah.
If it's free dining, you need 3 day park tickets.
Well, and here's actually another interesting thing about discounted tickets. What about the tickets for the races? Now, it used to be you could get them for the January Marathon, which, of course, is a big race they have every year. You can't get those tickets discounted anymore. But for the Wine and Dine half and for the Princess half, you can get slightly discounted tickets. Those aren't as good as they used to be, but that's another way to, you know, to save a tiny bit of money on tickets. A tiny bit. And you actually don't even have to be staying on property to get those. You just have to be registered for the race.
Okay, so there's one more type of pass. It's called the Disney Premier Passport. And this is going to get you into Disney World in Orlando. Unlimited admission for that whole year. You've got your four parks plus your hopping options, your park hopping options. And it's also going to have your water parks. It's going to have your Quest and your ESPN and your Disney's Oak Trail. And again, I would need to verify for sure, but I'm pretty darn sure since they added those two miniature golf courses that those are going to be included as well after 4 p.m. No, before 4 p.m. Your free parking. And you're also going to get a subscription to Mickey Monitor. And that is just a Mickey-esque publication. I haven't seen it or read it, but...
I just got one today, actually, in the mail.
Okay. So I can't really make any testament to it.
I mean, it's just like a little newsletter. It's not anything that you couldn't see on the Disney Parks blog or on my blog. No, I'm kidding.
And what blog would that be?
No, I'm kidding. No, seriously. It's just like, you know, the latest news. Most everyone's, you know, read it online already, but it's nice.
Yeah. Well, and then in addition to all of that in Orlando, you're also going to get unlimited admission to the two parks out in Anaheim, California, Disneyland and Disney's California Adventure. And you can park hop between those two as well. You're going to get your free parking and... you're going to get a subscription to Backstage Pass, which is another publication. And there's one more thing. You get the Disney Family Fun magazine. We get that. But those are the different kinds of tickets and passes that you get. I can't think of anything else that we need to cover. Okay, I think that's going to be it for this week's show. Thank you to PixieVacations.com for sponsoring this podcast. You can download our shows at mousechat.net, and you can go to iTunes as well. Please send your comments and questions to us at comments@mousechat.net. Please join us again here next time on Mouse Chat.